to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi.
Well, you're being fidgety today.
I know. Yeah. It's just weird being in a studio.
You mean like a proper studio compared to our usual studio?
Yeah. Yeah, our usual studio.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Do you remember the Sega Mega Drive?
Sonic the Hedgehog!
Yay! I was a Sega girl. What were you? Were you Nintendo or Sega?
No, Sega for a little while. And then it was Atari mostly. Well, it was Atari.
Atari was beforehand.
Yeah, I was like, first it was Atari.
I had a Commodore 64.
And then a Commodore 64. But then, like, eventually, I think they just, everybody was playing, like, games on everything because it was, there was a lot of piracy going on. And, like,
you could get hold of it. Talk about that.
Well, it's fine now. Everything's all licensed and proper now, so it's okay.
Yeah. Then there was PlayStation.
Yeah, I think PlayStation redefined the era, right? Like, they came in and they, like, licensed it. It was like the Microsoft. They just walked in and said, all right. We're taking over. And then, of course, Microsoft came in afterwards anyway with the Xbox.
I've got both of them.
And then poor old Nintendo decided, all right, we can't be left out of this thing, so hey.
Oh, yeah, we've got, my parents got that. We bought it for my mum. I don't think she uses that either.
Yeah, the Wii, the very, very physically intensive Wii. You could play tennis and everything.
Yes.
Do you remember how everybody was so excited because they were like, oh, my God, like, I'm getting exercise now because I play tennis. And I'm like, really? That's pretty cool. It's like, yeah, on the Wii.
You don't even run because we have it. We bought it for my mom for that purpose, for the exercise. And then there was a thing. There was an extra thing on the Wii and for my mom. So it was a pack, you know, an extra pack thing. She doesn't use it. I think it's in the garage.
I only played with the Wii, I think, one time. I was out of friends or cousins or somebody. They had it. I was like, all right, let's check this thing out. Yeah. Let's figure it out.
It's really tiring.
And I was like, all right, fair enough. Like, it's all right. I mean,
no, the arm really hurts afterwards. It's really
what does
hurt.
That do? Yeah.
Then I have an Xbox and Xbox and a PlayStation, which I don't use, which is really bad. And I keep on thinking I should sell it, but then nobody's going to buy it because they're quite old now. The Xbox is a 360. So it's the one where you could dance because I love hip hop dancing. So I bought it for that. Anyway, so I was thinking about it. I was seeing I have the very organized places, this PlayStation and Xbox, but I don't use them and I should do. I should take out the Xbox and play it again, this dance game. But I've been to lots of houses, especially these 20-something kids have, 20-something kids, millennials. They're called millennials now, aren't they? I feel so old now. They have all these games and they're gamers. They're hardcore. I thought I used to be a hardcore gamer because I was in the early days with the Mega Drive and the PlayStation with my brother. But these are a whole different level of gaming.
And now it's all collaborative, networked, and you play like much, much bigger.
Yeah. So they talk to each other. They do all this stuff. Like there's that shooting. What's the shooting one that's famous?
I mean, the only one I know is always Counter-Strike. But then that's from like five years ago.
Call of Duty.
Oh, Call of Duty. Sorry. I said Counter-Strike for some reason.
Yeah, and then
I totally meant Call of Duty, though. There was an awesome Office episode around Call of Duty.
And Doom. Doom is old.
Doom was the first, like, 3D game.
See, I used to play, what's the car one? And he's Grand Theft Auto. Love Grand Theft Auto. So, yes. So I thought, let's talk about that, because it is a big thing for kids nowadays, you know, the younger ones, the millennials, there is a lot of stuff out there and there's a lot of games. There's a lot of, most of the time nowadays with all these machines, you don't even get wired controllers. So if you do have a wired controller, you can declutter that. You can go put it in the recycle bin and go get a wireless controller. And it's much better anyway, because then all you need to do is just charge it every so often. The second thing to consider as well is you need to put the stuff away. So, is you know, I always see, like, there'll be the case for the game in one place, the game in the PlayStation or the Xbox, and then in another disc somewhere else. Put them away. Put them into a neat, organized way. So use maybe a trolley to put all of the controllers and the games and the cases. You can get them, like, say, from IKEA, these little trolleys that you can get. Or put them into boxes. Or into, you know, like a TV cabinet instead of putting DVDs because you don't have them anymore, hopefully. Then you can put your games in there instead and also the controllers. The other thing is to have just one system. So I know I've said that I've got two systems, which and I am thinking that I need to declutter. But do you need to have all of the systems? Do you need to have PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo? Because a lot of them, okay, Nintendo only have Super Mario Brothers. That's always been known. They're licensed with that. But with other games, you can play them on all systems now. So Call of Duty, you can play on all formats, you know. So do you need to have at both machines, you know, or three machines. You don't, most probably. So think about that. Think about what the kind of games you play and what games you come out, and if they come out in multiple units. I mean, that's actually why I got originally the PlayStation, because I had more games on PlayStation from myself and from my brother, and most of the games I liked playing were PlayStation games. The Xbox I actually got as a present, so that's why I had that.
I think, I mean, when we're talking about games as well, we should look at, because I've seen this from my friends as well, like, there are a lot of games you don't play very often, right? Because I think you eventually start gravitating to one or maybe two of them that you play very frequently. Yeah. And then the other ones are either someone gifted them to you or you bought them thinking like, oh my God, I really want to try this game out. And then you discover that actually you really don't want to play it anymore. And so again, like, look through those stuff. And then if there's some stuff, either give it away, sell it off, like, just get rid of it. Don't keep it stacked in a thing somewhere.
And the other thing you can do, there's an equivalent for games, just like Netflix, which is called Gamefly. And you can purchase games from that. So instead of actually purchasing the physical game, say, from, you know, your Virgin Megastore or online on Amazon or whatever, you can get it from this Gamefly. So you just order it from there, and then you don't have the physical product in your hand, which is great, I think. And then I suppose it downloads automatically into that system from once
you've purchased it. The other thing as well, I mean, a lot of games now are starting to deliver themselves online or in some ways to download them, as opposed to picking up a physical copy.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a good idea to take a look at those.
And this one also, they have, for Gamefly, they have free trials. So you can test out the game first, see if you actually like it, which I wish I'd done for some of the games I bought. I bought one Batman one and it was terrible. And I was very upset. And I spent so much money on it. So this is great. So you can do that. You can do a free trial, see if you like it. And if you do, then buy the full one.
And if you're someone, maybe some, because I know there are a lot of gamers who enjoy gaming, like my, I think my brother is one of them, but they enjoy really gaming, but they're not really tied to having games on the Xbox or whatever. They're just looking for opportunities, you know, to distract or wind down with the game. There are like a couple of streaming services coming out this year. Apple Arcade is one, and then there's another one. And then these things will just be, they're entirely subscription-based services. They give you access to a whole directory of games. And so, and you can play them on multiple devices with controllers, and then you can just kind of walk away from them.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, you can play the Apple Arcade games with both Xbox controllers and PlayStation controllers. So it's going to be something you can play with. Yeah. So again, like, maybe it's time to just take a step back and look at these services and see if they might be a better fit for you than, you know, physically having a separate machine and then buying separate games and then being tied there.
So what, does it link to your Apple TV and then you can play it from your Apple TV?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I really need to get rid of my machines then.
Yeah, so the idea is that you can keep the controllers that you already, like, you've already invested the controllers, right? So it doesn't make sense for you to go out and buy new controllers. And obviously playing on your phone is not the easiest thing to do, especially when you're doing more intense games. But their entire directory, like, you'll be able to integrate the two controllers with your Apple TV, and then you can just play it off the Apple TV.
And the last thing is the cables. So there's a lot of cables involved with gaming, and, you know, the Xbox has a lot and lot of cables. If you're not using the machines, put the cables into, say, one bag, Ziploc bag or something, so they're all together, like a big giant Ziploc bag, and put them all together. So it's easy to find if you need to sell it or if you want to install them back again and start using the system. And check if you've gotten rid of some machines. If you have still the wires for it, you need to declutter that as well. And then if you do decide to get rid of the systems that don't work or you're not using anymore, you can either, you know, if you're not using it and it's fine, you can try and sell it. I'm sure there's people that would like to buy it from you, or you can donate it to charities. And at last resort, there's a company that takes electronics and destroys them and uses the parts. They recycle the parts. So if you need their information, you can get in touch with me and I can advise on that. So that's my suggestions today in the gaming world.
Well, as always, you can contact Shalina by visiting declutterme.com and look for that little contact form and drop her a line. And you can find out more information about the show on the same website. Just look for the podcast tab or just go to declutterme.com/podcast. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.